And we have a pretty active radar this morning. I'll zoom in and show a couple of cameras coming up in just a bit.
And hundreds of people are gathering to honor the life of Martin Luther King Jr. today, the Triangle Interfaith Breakfast. This is a live look right now. It is underway. We will check in with WRL Laura Levine. She's live there.
Snowstorms are passing through the country. Flights here at RDU are affected by it. We will check in on the delays and cancellations and how the winter weather is affecting today's important Iowa caucuses. Estimates are about 80 million people this week at some point or another will have below freezing temperatures to deal with. We'll be on that list for certain. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we're going to see those really cold temperatures move in. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with us this morning. Amy, you have a look at the dual Doppler 5000 of where all this precipitation is.
A pretty active radar right now, but a lot of this is not reaching the ground. Some of it is. We're starting to get some ground truth to some of this. We got a report in Cary about 5 to 10 minutes ago of some light rain. So some of this may be reaching the ground in your area, not adding up to much, but we do have some ground truth to some of this rain that's coming down across part of the triangle. It looks like it's raining in Durham. I just checked the camera. I didn't see anything there. And Clayton, looks like a little bit of rain headed your way and some light rain possible in our western communities. This is a live look at Benton and Cary, and it looks dry here. I don't see any rain, definitely gray with some clouds there. Let's take you to the north, and this is where we could see a few flurries. We're watching our northern counties for some rain mixed with a couple of flurries. Not going to cause any problems on the road. This is a live look at Roxburgh up there. Cloudy skies, definitely gray, but I don't see anything falling or making it all the way to the ground. Futurecast still indicates that we'll have some precipitation, perhaps a little bit of a wintry mix in the northern half of the area through the first part of the afternoon, and then that all starts to retreat back to the north. But it's not going to add up to much. It's going to be very minimal as far as impact goes through the day today. Dew points are still in the teens and 20s for most of us. That's why this precip is having a hard time making it to the ground. A lot of clouds around today and staying cool with highs only in the lower 50s, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we do have a report of a crash over in Orange County on 40 westbound, just beyond the Highway 86 interchange. But before you get to the New Hope Church Road exit there, heading away from Chapel Hill up toward Hillsboro. Right lane is blocked, according to the reports we're getting from our partners at Waze. So a little bit of a backup there, but not bad enough to consider using an alternate route at this point. Also watching a crash over in Knightdale on Knightdale Boulevard at Wide Waters Parkway. That is just to the east of the 540 interchange. The DOT trying to get a look out there. I think that the crash may be just beyond where this camera can see there in the distance. Not seeing any big delays through there, but you will run into perhaps a little bit of a backup on that eastbound side of Knightdale Boulevard heading away from 540. We're looking good overall in Durham on our major routes, and our traffic volume is very light in Wake County as well.
All right, thank you, Brian. Happening right now, people here in the Triangle are honoring the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and one of those big events is underway, the annual Triangle Interfaith Prayer Breakfast. WRL's Laura Levine is at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham this morning, and Laura, we hear that Gerald Owens is currently speaking.
He just took the stage to welcome the crowd here. I'll step out the way so you can see. I mean, the energy here inside the Sheraton has been electric as hundreds of people gather to honor the legacy of Dr. King. This year's theme for the 44th annual Triangle of Martin Luther King Jr. Interfaith Prayer Breakfast is "It Starts With Me, Creating a Beloved Community." Right now, we are hearing from some other speakers really emphasizing that message. The event began with some prayer, worship, gospel. We are also going to get a performance by national recording artist Kim Person and prayers for reconciliation, justice, and peace. Reverend Canon Sendai A. Wilson, the interim dean of All Saints Cathedral in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, will give the keynote address. But like I said, so many speakers will be participating in this event. You can see them there on the stage. As you've mentioned again, Gerald Owens, he just welcomed the crowd here, kicking off the event and also kind of relaying that message that coincides with the theme of making sure that we do not burn the light of the unity and hope that we need here in our community right now. So this event will be underway until 9 a.m., and then it's going to be followed by a unity march at 10 a.m. at the Capitol. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
And WRL is broadcasting a portion of that breakfast right now. We are also live streaming an expanded version on our website. Capitol Broadcasting Company is a proud sponsor of the event.
Also today, a march in Raleigh will celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The annual King Memorial March gets started at 11 o'clock this morning at the State Capitol building. Last year's march was well attended. Civic organizations, community leaders, families, members of the clergy will all participate to honor Dr. King. For a list of ways to honor the life of MLK today, you can visit WRL.com and search MLK.
A man is in police custody this morning after police say he fired at least one shot outside a nursing home on Sunday. This was the scene late last night in the town of Whitakers, where a man was arrested after a standoff with police. That happened hours after the Wilson Pines Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Wilson was put under lockdown because of the shooting. Police say the shot was fired after a fight between two people. Nobody was hurt. The person who fired the shot was able to get away. The arrest location on Nick Coley Road in Whitakers is nearly 40 miles away from the nursing home. The man who was arrested was taken to the Wilson Police Department to face charges.
A man accused of a deadly crash in Raleigh died after suffering a medical emergency at the Wake County Detention Center. Medical emergency happened Tuesday to William David Barber. The medical examiner's office is working to determine his cause of death. Barber was involved in a car crash December 28th and was taken to the hospital. An arrest warrant shows Barber stole a pickup truck before crashing it into another vehicle on South Blunt Street and East Cabarrus Street. When Barber was released from the hospital, he was taken into custody on involuntary manslaughter charges. He was placed under medical observation.
Winter weather across the country is having an impact on flights going in and out of RDU this morning. Right now, we've checked there are 3 delays and 12 cancellations, but thousands of flights across the country were delayed over the weekend. It comes as a rare snowstorm is hitting the south and most of the country is dealing with very cold temperatures. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi and Alabama all getting snow.
A person was killed in a crash involving 3 cars on I-95 in Johnston County. The crash happened on I-95 South, just south of Four Oaks, yesterday afternoon. Authorities say a woman drove across the median and hit 2 cars going in the opposite direction. The woman died. At least 3 other people were taken to the hospital.
The Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP will host events today in observance of Martin Luther King Day. Today's events start with a rally at 10 o'clock this morning at the Peace and Justice Plaza on Franklin Street. And people will then march down Franklin Street to the historic First Baptist Church on North Robertson Street. A commemoration day service will happen there. The keynote speaker will be Deborah Dix Maxwell, the president of the state NAACP.
City workers in Durham will rally today as the city observes the King holiday. Their rally will start at 10:30 this morning at CCB Plaza. The City Workers Union is calling for a $25 an hour minimum wage and union rights, along with other demands. The workers say their cause is in line with Dr. King's Stand for Workers' Rights and Union Organization. The rally will be followed by a march and an interfaith program at First Presbyterian Church on East Main Street.
It's decision day in Iowa. Republican caucus goers will head to their precincts for the first real test in the race for the White House. That's if they're willing to face these record cold temperatures we're seeing. Candidates made their final push to voters across the state yesterday. The outcome could help make or break candidates' momentum as they vie to be the Republican nominee for president. At a rally last night, former President Trump told supporters how important it is for them to vote despite the brutal weather.
Can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I gotta make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it, remember?
In a new NBC News poll taken just days before today's caucuses, former President Trump maintains a dominant lead among likely GOP caucus goers at 48%. But he hasn't dropped below the 50% threshold, with Nikki Haley gaining to 20% and Ron DeSantis at 16%. And 3/4 of caucus goers believe Trump can defeat President Biden despite the former president's legal challenges. Of the 23% who think he can't, most support Nikki Haley.
Just about 10 after 8 right now on your Monday morning. Coming up, the war in Israel just passed the 100-day mark, and we'll tell you how a local Jewish group called for the release of hostages on this somber milestone.
Plus, one rental car business is parting ways with electric vehicles and selling them. How cheap you can get some of their used Teslas for. Next.
And it's a chilly start to the day today, but this Arctic air is headed our way. We'll have 2 rounds of Arctic air. I'll show you when it arrives coming up.
For you right now, Goldsboro 812 is the time right now. It's 38 degrees right there. You can see a little bit of damp roads right there as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Amy Wilmoth is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. We're watching some of those raindrops in some of those cameras.
We are. It looks like a pretty active radar if you look at this behind me, with some rain and even some snow up to the north, but a lot of this not reaching the ground. Some of it is, but it's very, very light. Sprinkles, maybe a couple of flurries in our northern counties. Haven't heard of any flurries up here just yet, but I'm watching our cameras carefully. We have one here in Roxboro. We also have one in South Hill. Haven't seen any flurries just yet. We have had a few reports of some sprinkles or some light rain around the triangle, so we'll continue to watch this as it continues to lift to the north and east. Very minimal impacts with this precipitation, a lot of it not reaching the ground. It's just kind of damp outside. A look at the North Carolina mountains. The snow's starting to come down in the North Carolina mountains, and they could get some heavy snow in the next 12 to 24 hours. A look at the snowfall totals. We're talking about in the higher elevations, maybe up to 8 inches, but once you get down to the lower elevations, 3 to 5 inches of snow will be possible in the North Carolina mountains. This is a live look at Durham. Look how gray it looks. It looks dry. Maybe a few sprinkles or a little bit of drizzle, but overall pretty dry. This is South Hill, Virginia. I don't see anything falling from the sky yet, but it just looks gray. It looks kind of damp outside. The dew point in the teens in South Hill. So some of this is not making it all the way down to the ground because it's dry here where we are at the surface. The dew points are in the mid-20s. Very dry here in the triangle. Even down to the south, dew points are mainly in the 30s. We're above freezing with our temperatures. 36 in Roxboro right now, 40 in Raleigh, 39 in Goldsboro. It's 39 in Southern Pines. We'll have clouds through the day today, and it does stay cool with a high of 52. This is the biggest story of the week. The Arctic air that is going to move in. The coldest air of the season so far for us will arrive tomorrow night. So check out these wind chills. It feels like minus 27 in Chicago. It's not going to feel that cold here, but it will definitely be very cold as we get into Wednesday morning. Definitely have to bundle up as you step outside Wednesday morning. It could feel like the teens. I'm going with a forecast low of 20 for the actual air temperature on Wednesday morning. Now look at Saturday. This is a new model run, but still showing some single digits for our feels like temperature Saturday morning. So that'll be the second wave of Arctic air that moves through. So we'll have two rounds this week, and the first one arrives tomorrow night into Wednesday. So today, 52, it's below normal, but it's the warmest day of the week. High temperatures will stay in the 40s through Friday. Those low temperatures, very, very cold. Look at the weekend, 36 Saturday, 39 Sunday, 17 for the low temperature Saturday night into Sunday morning, Brian.
It is now 8:15, Amy. We're still watching a couple of crashes in the triangle, one on 40 westbound just beyond the Highway 86 interchange heading out toward the New Hope Church Road area as you head out of Chapel Hill into Hillsboro. A little bit of a backup showing up there. Not enough to consider using 86 as an alternate route. Also in Knightdale, a crash at Knightdale Boulevard and Widewaters Parkway. Still seeing some delays on the sensors, but not very big backups just to the east of 540. Light volume still around the triangle as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh. It is a holiday and a lot of people are off work today, maybe participating in some of those events. We are seeing no problems right now on I-40 all the way through Wake, Durham, and Orange County. Just a 1 minute delay showing up on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard in the northern side of Wake County coming down into Raleigh from Wake Forest. As Amy mentioned, we have more significant winter weather in the mountains and already getting reports of some icy spots on secondary roads in a lot of those mountain counties right along the Tennessee border. So if you're traveling west today, you do want to keep that in mind.
And Brian, here in the WRL Live Center, we're seeing the effects of that snowstorm that you and Amy just talked about. Take a look at the live picture, courtesy of our NBC affiliate there in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Nashville, Tennessee. This is the view from the what would be the equivalent of our storm tracker. They parked for a little bit, but all morning long they've been driving around. You can see the snowy accumulation on different parts of the roadway on the side there. Very limited traffic going down the road right there on Broadway. That's one of the main thoroughfares there in Nashville, Tennessee, but definitely snowy conditions there. I just checked. It is 12 degrees in Nashville, Tennessee.
That is chilly. Thanks, Ken. And we'll show you more winter weather pictures. Millions of people across the country are seeing these winter storms. New York was hit hard by a storm that brought a quick coating of snow yesterday. Winds caused major damage in some parts of that state. Snow totals have exceeded 2 feet in some areas. And cleanup efforts are underway in Maine after a storm moved through that state over the weekend. At Higgins Beach, powerful waves and winds whipped through that area, causing damage to streets and homes. Waves reached up to 20 feet. Several fishing docks were also washed away. And take a look at this snowy sight from Colorado. You can barely see. Many roads are closed there due to the combination of wind and snow creating that low visibility. Over the weekend, most of the Colorado mountain regions were under avalanche warnings and advisories. Icy and slick roads are expected through tomorrow for parts of that state.
The war in Israel has now passed its 100-day mark. 132 hostages who were taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack remain in captivity. Sunday, the Jewish Federation of Greater Raleigh called for the release of those hostages with a march in Chapel Hill.
We feel that it's very important to mention this day, and we are letting everybody know and yelling today that the hostages need to be released now. Not yesterday and not tomorrow, now.
121 hostages have been released by Hamas. 33 were either killed or died in Hamas captivity. The Israeli military says it has scaled back operations in Gaza's north and now focuses on the south, where it says Hamas leaders are hiding. More than 23,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. More than 1,200 people have been killed in Israel.
A newborn baby was found alive in a dumpster in Greenville. Police say the baby was abandoned and only 1 or 2 days old. The dumpster was near an apartment building. A woman found the baby yesterday morning and brought it inside before police arrived. The baby was taken to the hospital for evaluation.
Dozens of people gathered in Cary Sunday for an interfaith service in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. The theme of the program was A Call to Conscience. That's the title of one of King's books.
As it is in the country, for people to remember that we are one and to take seriously Dr. King's teaching on religions needing to get along with each other.
Reverend Laura Ingersoll from Baltimore was the guest preacher. Music was provided by the Interfaith Choir.
Another batch of SpaceX Starlink rockets is now in orbit.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff. Falcon 9, go Starlink, go SpaceX.
The Falcon 9 rocket carrying 23 satellites took off from Florida's Space Coast last night. This is SpaceX's 300th successful launch. It has put thousands of Starlink satellites into orbit for internet access around the world. One rental car company is selling its electric vehicles, and buyers can get them for cheap. Hertz is making changes to some of its fleets to only gas-powered vehicles. It's selling 20,000 electric vehicles, including more than 600 Teslas, including Model 3s and Model Ys. Prices are as low as $21,000. That means savings for potential buyers could be up to 39%, and buyers of used EVs are eligible to get a $4,000 tax credit.
The mega hit movie Oppenheimer is racking up a lot of hardware this awards season, and last night was no different.
We're in a race against the Nazis. And I know what it means.
Oppenheimer took home 9 honors, including Best Picture, Best Director for Christopher Nolan, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr. Barbie followed with 6 wins, including Best Comedy and Best Song, I Am Ken. In the TV categories, Succession captured Best Drama. The series stars Sarah Snook and Kieran Culkin scored wins with their roles in that show. And it was also another win for the foodie restaurant drama The Bear that earned the Critics' Choice Award for Best TV Comedy. Succession and Bear could have their names called again during tonight's Emmy Awards, which honors this year's Best in Television. The Emmys air tonight at 8 o'clock here on Fox 50.
A young hockey player from right here in the Triangle is celebrating a big win on the international stage.
The United States has captured gold here in 2024.
A big congratulations to Raleigh's own Mary Derenbacher. She is now a world champion. The 15-year-old was part of Team USA that won the under-18 Women's World Hockey Championship on Sunday in Switzerland. The Americans beat Czech 5-1 to capture the gold.
A Johnston County teen is celebrating a huge achievement. Hanley House is now 2024's Miss America's teen. House attends Cleveland High School and studied ballet at Joffrey Ballet School in New York City. For winning the Miss America's teen competition, she is awarded $60,000 in scholarships to a school of her choosing. That's on top of the scholarship money she got for winning both the evening gown and fitness preliminary competitions. House is the first Miss North Carolina teen to hold this position, and she says hearing her name called was an emotional moment.
I was so happy when they called my name. I literally started screaming, crying, everything. Everybody was like, your reaction, Hanley, it was so funny. I was like, it was so real. A huge thank you to the Miss America opportunity, the Miss North Carolina organization. I wouldn't be here without all of you guys, and so I really just thank you.
House will serve alongside Miss Colorado, Madison Marsh, who was crowned Miss America 2024 last night.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26. This is a live look at Goldsboro. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to get over to meteorologist Amy Wilmoth. She is tracking some precipitation coming down, especially in Virginia near the border, Amy.
Right, that's where we have perhaps a little bit of snow as you get into Virginia. Just got a report out of Alamance County in Burlington of a little bit of sleet mixing in with some light rain. And we're getting numerous reports of some drizzle and a few sprinkles across parts of the triangle. This is a live look at Franklinton. I was just looking at this. It looked like it was raining just a little bit here in Franklinton. Otherwise, cloudy skies. It does stay cool today with a few sprinkles, maybe a few snowflakes or sleet pellets mixing in. But our high temperature today, just 52 degrees. Brian?
Amy, I'm tracking a couple of crashes this morning. Going to start off in Orange County, where we have a report of a crash on 40 westbound, just beyond the Highway 86 interchange. Still seeing a little bit of a delay there as you head out toward the New Hope Church Road exit. Also in Knightdale, still have this crash reported on Knightdale Boulevard at Widewaters Parkway, but I'm not seeing any big delays there. Very light traffic volume as we take a look around the triangle on our major routes this morning. No problems on I-40 westbound coming in from Garner. Also in Durham, 885 is looking good in both directions between I-40 and the 147 split, Michelle.
Thanks, Brian. This morning is the 44th annual Triangle Martin Luther King Jr. Interfaith Prayer Breakfast. This is a live look right now. The theme for this year is It Starts With Me, Creating a Beloved Community. The breakfast is underway right now and is airing on WREL. Capital Broadcasting Company is a proud sponsor of the event. And a man accused of a deadly crash in Raleigh has died after having a medical emergency at the Wake County Detention Center. William Barber died yesterday. He was involved in a car crash in December and was taken to the hospital. An arrest warrant shows he stole a pickup truck before crashing into another vehicle in Raleigh. Coming up on Fox 50, we'll have more news, weather, and traffic.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a pretty active radar this morning. Coming up, I'll let you know who's reported a little bit of sleet and a few flurries as well.
And we have a live look for you right now at the 44th annual Prayer Interfaith Breakfast. It is underway about an hour 15 in. Gerald Owens is emceeing this event, and we're going to check back in with it in just a few moments here.
Plus, it's a good day to be a Lions or a Packers fan. The big celebrations in Detroit last night as the Lions beat the Rams. The key plays from those games and who they will face next weekend. I have to tell you, I was a happy camper when I watched that Green Bay game. I'm a Giants fan.
Because
so.
You're a hater.
Anytime I see Dallas lose, sorry,
you're
Amy.
Just a hater.
I know. Amy Wilmoth is a Dallas Cowboys fan, so she's upset. Sorry.
She's not talking to you the rest of the
no,
morning.
No, she's going to ignore me for the rest of the day.
But she will talk about how cold it's going to be tomorrow and what we're dealing with today from the WRS Severe Weather Center. Good morning, Amy.
I've had to hear about the Cowboys all morning today.
Yep.
Grew up in Fort Worth. Yeah, that was not a good night. All right, yeah, the Arctic air is going to move in tomorrow night into Wednesday. That's when the coldest air arrives. But today we're dealing with some precipitation, and some of it wintry. We did get a report out of Burlington and Alamance County of some sleet mixing in with some very light rain. Also got a report out of Wake Forest of a couple of flurries mixed in with a few sprinkles. It's not going to add up to anything. This is very, very minor in the grand scheme of things. But some light rain, a few sprinkles, maybe a few flurries or sleet pellets mixing in at times for the next few hours, certainly possible. And our northern counties, we are watching up here for the potential for a wintry mix. I haven't seen reports of any winter weather up there, but we'll keep our eye on it. This is a live look at Wake Forest, and just look how gray it is. The sun is up, but it is very dark there, and this is where we have the report of a couple of flurries. Futurecast does show some precipitation from about the triangle and points to the north for the next few hours. That's where we'll have the best chance for some sprinkles, light rain, maybe a few flurries, and then it should be dry for the evening commute. Temperatures are on the chilly side, 36 in Roxboro right now, 40 in Raleigh and Durham, 40 in Fayetteville. Well, mainly cloudy skies today. It stays cool, but this is going to be the warmest day of the week, believe it or not. Our high temperature just 52 degrees. And then that first round of Arctic air will move in tomorrow night. I'll show you what the wind chills could be like and when they fall into the single digits. Coming up, Brian.
Amy, it's now 8:32 as we take a look at traffic. We've been watching a couple of crashes this morning. First of all, in Orange County, still have this crash reported blocking the right lane of 40 westbound just between the 86 interchange out toward New Hope Church Road. Seeing a little bit of a backup in that area, although I don't think it's bad enough to consider using 86 as a good alternate route, leaving Chapel Hill heading out toward Hillsboro. Also in Knightdale, an earlier crash in the clearing stages on Knightdale Boulevard at Wide Waters Parkway. As we take a look around the sensor here in Wake County, we're not picking up any problems on I-40. Very light volume as you head into Raleigh this morning, pretty much from any direction. And in Durham, it's still looking good on 85 between Butner and Durham. That southbound trip delay free.
Happening right now, the Triangle Interfaith Prayer Breakfast at the Sheraton at RTP. And this event brings people from all around our area, all different backgrounds, brings them together to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. WRL's Laura Levine is there with a look at the program to honor MLK Day. Laura.
Good morning. The energy here inside the Sheraton is electric. Take a look behind me here. You can see the large crowds of people in attendance. Right now, we have Reverend Canon Sandy A. Wilson, the interim dean of All Saints Cathedral in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, giving that keynote address, and boy, is it powerful. Now, this year's theme for the 44th annual Triangle Martin Luther King Jr. Interfaith Prayer Breakfast is "It Starts With Me, Creating a Beloved Community." We have heard from so many speakers this morning really emphasizing that message. It began with musical tributes, including a performance by national recording artist Kim Person and prayers for reconciliation, justice, and peace. We just heard from Kim Person, had everyone clapping on their feet. It was a beautiful, beautiful performance here. So we're going to continue to listen in on this message that Dr. Kaya Wilson is, Reverend Wilson, is giving us right now. The event wraps up at 9 o'clock this morning. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
And folks can check it out right now. WRL is broadcasting a portion of that breakfast, and we are live streaming an expanded version on our website. So we're picking that up right now, and our Capital Broadcasting Company is a longtime sponsor, proud sponsor of this event.
Also today, a march in Raleigh will celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The annual Martin Luther King Memorial March gets started at 11 o'clock this morning at the State Capitol Building. This is video from last year's march. Civic organizations, community leaders, and families will all participate to honor King. For a list of ways to honor the life of Dr. King today, you can visit WREL.com and search MLK.
A man is in custody this morning after police say he fired at least one shot outside a nursing home Sunday. This was the scene late last night in the town of Whitakers, where that man was arrested after a standoff with police. It happened hours after the Wilson Pines Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Wilson was put on lockdown because of the shooting. Police say the shot was fired after the man got into a fight with another person. No one was hurt. We're working to find out the man's name, and he was taken to the Wilson Police Department to face charges there.
A 3-year-old boy is dead after accidentally shooting himself in Lenoir County. The sheriff's office says it happened at a home in Pink Hill, south of Kinston, yesterday. Investigators are not releasing the name of the child at this time. The sheriff's office is working to determine whether to file criminal charges.
Today, the first votes will be cast in the race for the White House in 2024. Voters in Iowa will brave extremely cold weather to support their candidates in the state's Republican caucuses. Candidates made a final push to voters across the state over the weekend. The outcome could help make or break some candidates' momentum as they are trying to become the Republican nominee for president. A new NBC News poll shows almost 50% of likely caucusgoers say they'll support former President Donald Trump, which is more than double the backing his top contender Nikki Haley is getting.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we've been talking about how the extreme cold weather could affect the Iowa caucuses. That extreme weather is also affecting flight delays and cancellations at RDU International. Taking a look at the big board right now, just updated from the last few minutes or so. There are 16 flight delays at RDU International right now. When we first came on the air this morning at 4:30, that number was 12, so it's steadily increasing. There are 14 cancellations right now, and of those 14 cancellations, 9 of them are Southwest flights. Also want to bring your attention to the flight delays. Of those 16 flight delays, 10 are inbound to RDU International. So if you're expecting somebody to arrive, be sure you track their flights. And of course, you can park in the cell phone lot there at RDU International to wait. But if you have any flights today, make sure you check before you head to the airport.
Some good advice. Thanks, Ken. The Biden administration is demanding Texas stops its efforts to block Border Patrol's access along part of the southern border. That's according to CNN, who obtained a Department of Homeland Security letter. It comes after a woman and two children drowned while trying to cross the Rio Grande River near Eagle Pass on Friday. The White House says Border Patrol asked Texas officials if they could have access to the border to help the migrants, but were denied. CNN says the administration's letter to Texas Attorney General called the state's actions unconstitutional.
A short-term spending bill that would keep the government open through early March could go to a vote tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol, where you have a live look right now. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer unveiled the bill Sunday. It would fund the government in a two-step process through March 1st and March 8th. It would replace another short-term funding bill that is set to run out on Friday.
A man is seriously injured after a plane crash in North Carolina. State Highway Patrol say 62-year-old Peter Greneau of South Carolina crashed when trying to land his single-engine Cessna at Lake Norman Air Park. They say the plane struck several trees and crashed into a front yard of a home. Greneau was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating.
New this morning, North Korea says it has successfully tested a new ballistic missile. North Korea's state media says it tested a solid-fuel intermediate-range ballistic missile, IRBM, they call it. It did this yesterday, and North Korea says it was equipped with a hypersonic warhead. The report comes a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries detected the launch from a site near the North Korean capital. North Korea says the test was a success, but didn't provide any other details. It comes as the country pursues harder-to-detect weapons designed to strike U.S. targets.
Detroit Lions fans are celebrating a playoff win for the first time in more than three decades. The Lions beat the Los Angeles Rams last night in Detroit 24-23. It was the first time the Lions played a playoff game at home since 1994 and the first time they won since 1992. The Lions will play another home game next week, hosting the winner of tonight's game between Tampa Bay and Philadelphia.
And the reason they get another home game is because another number two seed lost. Green Bay is moving on in the NFL playoffs after a big upset in Big D. Packers scored early and often against the Cowboys, jumping out to a 27-0 lead and then hanging on for a 48-32 victory. It's the first time a number seven seed has ever knocked off a number two seed in the NFL playoffs. The Packers will play San Francisco in the next round of the playoffs Saturday night. And that Packers 49ers game is on Fox 50, 8 o'clock Saturday night. The game between the Lions and either the Eagles or Buccaneers will air on WRL Sunday afternoon at 3.
Fans of the Buffalo Bills are having quite a time digging out of the stadium for tonight's cold game. We'll show you the antics these fans are up to as they get the stadium game ready.
Plus, Mean Girls did well at the box office this weekend, but a chunk of audiences were confused. We'll tell you why some left the theater disappointed.
And we'll take you live over southeast Wake County this morning. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth will tell us about some below freezing temperatures on tap this week. Welcome back on your Monday morning. Time now 8:44. This is a live look over our studio tower. can see some plenty of clouds in the sky this morning, and it's chilly out there. It's going to get chillier, though, as we head through the week. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth has the big picture of what we're seeing precipitation-wise right now.
Pretty active radar, and it's cold enough that some flurries, maybe even a few sleet pellets, could mix in with this at any point in time. The key message here is we're not expecting accumulations. This is not a big deal at all. Road temperatures, air temperatures, all above freezing right now, and that will continue through the day today. But we do have some pockets of light rain, perhaps mixing with a few flurries. We've seen some of that in the Triangle. I did have one report in Wake Forest of a couple of flurries mixing in with the rain. Up to the north, a better opportunity at seeing some flurries mixing in at times, but I haven't seen any on any of our cameras, but we're keeping a close eye on them. This is one of them in Roxborough. Definitely very gray look here. Very, very cloudy. I don't see any precipitation, but I'll let you know if we start to see something up in our northern counties. Out west in the western part of the state, we've had some snow now, and we're expecting to get more and more snow in the next 12 to 24 hours over western North Carolina. Some heavy snow possible. They've seen a little bit of snow, but not a lot. But in the next 12 to 24 hours, we'll start to see some accumulating snow. And that's why they have a winter storm warning and also winter weather advisories in place. They could get as much as 8 inches in the higher elevations, 3 to 5 inches in the lower elevations of the North Carolina mountains. Here at home, we're not expecting any kind of accumulation with anything today. It's all going to be really light stuff, and temperatures are above freezing through the day today. The Arctic air arrives tomorrow night. At noon today, we could see a couple of showers from around the Triangle and points to the north. Not a huge deal. I think we'll probably be dry for the evening commute. And then tomorrow we have a low pressure system that could bring a few showers to the southern and southeastern part of the viewing area. Here's lunchtime tomorrow. Maybe a stray shower in our eastern counties. Not a big deal. And then as we head into the afternoon for the bus ride home for the kids tomorrow, a few showers south and east of the Triangle. And then looking mainly dry for the evening commute tomorrow. But again, that's all rain. The Arctic air doesn't arrive until after the rain moves out. You can start to see that tomorrow evening in Roxborough, which temperatures down into the upper 20s. Right now, we're above freezing in Roxborough, 36 degrees. It's 40 in Raleigh. It's 40 degrees also in Fayetteville. Hour by hour today, if you want to get outside, we will have a lot of cloud cover, and it is going to be cool, but it's the warmest day in the next 7 days. Our high temperature, 52, which is below normal for this time of year. But the Arctic air arrives tomorrow night. Look at the low temperature tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, 20 for the low temperature. The wind chill down into the teens. It stays chilly, and then another round of Arctic air arrives for the weekend. Teens for lows Saturday morning. We could have single-digit wind chills over the weekend.
Oh, boy. All right. Thanks, Amy. Well, this week, the mayor of Apex will speak at a House Select Committee hearing on whether Narcan should become more accessible in schools. Apex Mayor Jacquees Gilbert is pushing for more to be done on a local level as substance abuse, opioid, and fentanyl deaths are on the rise. He has a different perspective on the crisis than a typical mayor might, and that's because of his former job as a school resource officer.
We got a lot of products that has THC. And then when you add fentanyl to it, and they may not even know that fentanyl is involved or a part of that product, it creates a significant risk for our community. It's a public health and safety risk. So for me as an SRO, I did unfortunately have to work with parents that had those tragic deaths associated with those type of things. And it's getting worse.
85 of North Carolina's 115 school systems have Narcan on some campuses. In the 2020-2021 school year, Narcan was used 14 times for suspected overdoses. Gilbert will share his thoughts with lawmakers on Wednesday.
People in Greensboro are honoring the life of fallen police sergeant Dale Nix. Thousands came out for a memorial bike ride organized by Operation Fly Our Flag. Sergeant Nix was shot and killed last month when investigators say he confronted three men who were attempting to steal beer from a Sheetz convenience store in Guilford County. Event organizer Nathan Shepard says the memorial ride shows how much Sergeant Nix meant to the community.
This is just a testament to what kind of person he was. Number one, what he meant to this city and to his department, and also how much people appreciate law enforcement officers.
That memorial ride went through downtown Greensboro, and people paid $20 to participate. Organizers sold a Sergeant Nix badge sticker. Proceeds from the event and stickers will go to Nix's family.
Rivers of lava are creeping toward a small fishing village in Iceland. A volcano in the southwestern part of the country opened two cracks in the earth. The town of Grindavik is just 30 miles from the capital. The 4,000 residents there were evacuated this weekend, and now many of their homes are on fire. Iceland's president said this will damage property, but it's unlikely to hurt any.
Today, Duke University will host its Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. Volunteers will package more than 150,000 meals to be distributed through the Interfaith Food Shuttle. Sunday, Olympian, NBA Hall of Famer, former Duke star Grant Hill honored the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. He spoke at Duke's commemoration event Sunday.
To come here and celebrate Dr. King, his legacy, and as I said, just the reminder of what he stood for and you know, how that message is, as much as we've progressed, we still need to be reminded of that.
The theme of Sunday's event was Our Path to Progress, realizing King's dream of true freedom for all.
We have some music and movie news to start off your week. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
Ariana Grande faces her critics and rumor mongers in the lyrics and music video for her new song titled Yes And. The Grammy winner's first solo release in more than 3 years is the first single off her upcoming seventh album, Eternal Sunshine, due out this year.
I was lost in a combat mindset where I was back at war.
There is a significant minority of veterans who come home with post-traumatic stress, bringing their war home with them and acting out against their communities.
Those Who Serve focuses on three psychologically wounded veterans facing murder and other charges. The documentary looks at how the U.S. justice system deals with combat veterans and asks what our moral obligations are to those who fall trying to re-enter society. Those Who Serve is now streaming on Prime Video.
And moviegoers had another excuse to wear pink to the theaters this weekend, and it was not for Barbie. The Mean Girls musical topped off the weekend box office, earning more than $28 million. That's about three and a half more than the 2004 Tina Fey movie, not including inflation. Besides being a reboot of the 2004 classic, many did not know it was adapted from a Broadway musical. A Paramount exit poll found that 16% of audiences were left disappointed because they didn't know it was going to be a musical.
Tonight, television's best will be out to shine for the 2024 Primetime Emmy Awards. Anthony Anderson will host the show tonight on Fox 50. HBO's Succession is leading the way with 27 nominations, including Outstanding Drama Series. Another HBO show, The Last of Us, has the second highest number of nominations with 24. Murder mystery White Lotus is up for 23 awards. On the comedy side, Ted Lasso leads the way with 21 nominations, including Outstanding Comedy Series. The 75th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards airs on Fox 50 tonight, starting at 8.
And fans of the Buffalo Bills are hoping to get their team stadium ready for today's game and having a little fun in the process. The Bills invited fans to help dig the stadium out after a weekend snowstorm. And, well, this shirtless guy here sliding down the chute was maybe having a little too much fun. The game was supposed to be played yesterday, but the weather conditions forced the NFL to postpone it to today. The league and New York Governor Kathy Hochul cited public safety concerns.
You know, that was a conveyor belt that was taking the snow out of the stadium.
Oh,
and he
gosh.
Was using it as his own personal luge there.
And shirtless.
Shirtless. Well, he's a Buffalo guy.
He's a Buffalo guy. He's used to it.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know, it should be fun to watch, though. Now they'll play a day game today.
Yeah, but 4:30.
Yeah, it wasn't safe for fans to get there traveling and all that stuff.
No.
So they made the right move.
Good call.
Look at it.
Yeah.
All right, we're headed off to break now. Here are the winning lottery numbers. We will get another check on weather and traffic for you coming up next.